Welcome to the reading of this book from E.W. Kenyon, The Wonderful Name of Jesus. This message is a struggle to make real to the modern church the hidden wealth of an almost unknown truth of the Word of God. The writer has felt for years that the disciples had a power to which we are utterly strangers, and that this power should belong to the church. He has been seeking a solution to this problem and believes that this book will be an unveiling of the hidden spring. We trust that others will build upon this foundation and that before the return of our Lord, a portion at least of the body of believers will be living in the freshness of the power of the early church. If the book helps you, pass it on. Chapter 1. The Why of the Book. Several years ago, I was holding meetings in a city in Tennessee. One afternoon, while giving an address on the name of Jesus, a lawyer interrupted me, asking, "Do you mean to say that Jesus gave us the power of attorney, the legal right to use his name?" I said to him, "Brother, you are a lawyer.